We're going to spend a few minutes listening to something that Jesus taught. And if you're sitting further back, you'll find the words we're going to look at on the back of our bulletins today. So have a look at the back of the bulletin and you'll see some words that Jesus said. And he was talking about something that we all struggle with, and that's worry. My guess is actually that most of the children don't yet struggle with that, but probably most of the grown-ups do. Worry, things that we worry about. And Jesus said to us, don't worry. Don't be afraid. Don't worry. Don't get anxious. Now, who can tell me what this is up here? Does anyone know what that is? Picture up there? A bird. Now, is there anything up here on the walls or behind me that are to do with birds? Can you spot anything to do with birds? There. You see this here? Do you know what this is? A birdhouse, a bird box. Now I'm going to very carefully. Now. So this is a house that birds live in. And Jesus said, consider the birds. Think about the birds. He's teaching us not to worry. He says, look at the birds. And this is a bird's house. We're going to have a look inside this bird's house to see what's in a bird's house. What kind of things are in your house? A bed? Television to watch the football on? Kitchen? Let's have a look. See if the birds have got those things. Let's pop that on there. It's all right. There's no birds in there. Now let's have a look, let's see. Let's see if we can find... Can you put your hand in there for me? What can you see? Can you see a television? No? Oh, how are they going to watch the football? Well, what can you see in there?
Just a bit of
hay? A bit of moss? Shall I hold a bit up so others can see? So there's just some of this. There's just bits of moss in here. Can you see a kitchen?
No.
No? There's no kitchen? How do...
They don't have kitchen because they're birdies.
They don't have kitchens because they're birdies?
Yeah. They only have their
But how do they get their food, these birds?
They hunt for worms.
They hunt for worms. So if we... We have a look. Oh, we're in the wrong place. We can't see the screen now. Look, we've moved too far. But if you look up there, there's some baby birds. That's them in the nest up there. And they get fed, not because they've got a kitchen, not because they... They don't have a television either. But Jesus says, look at the birds. They don't worry about what to eat. They just go and find things to eat, don't they? They find worms. We better not mention caterpillars today. They find grubs and insects and all kinds of things. Right. This is my fault. I'm going to come back down. Let's all come back down before it all goes horribly wrong. There we go. Brilliant. So Jesus says, don't worry about what you eat. Don't worry about your life. Don't worry about your health. Birds don't worry about those things, and you are much more important to God than birds are. So I think there's something that he says next. So Jesus says, who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Now, how true is that? There's something that you're worrying about. What good does it do to worry? Does it add to your life? No, it probably even takes years off the worry that we have. So he says, since you can't do this, don't worry about things. And then he says, think about the flowers. Have a look at the picture up there. Now I'm going to come down here. I found these this morning. Who can tell me what these are?
Flowers.
Flowers. Now let me get this one first of all. What colour is this?
Orange.
Can you see anyone out there that looks as good as this flower does? Careful. You've got flowers on your dress. There you go. You look as good as this flower. You've got flowers. Have you? So flowers look really pretty, don't they? Look at this. You've got them on your dress as well. So this is orange. Can you hold this for me, Reece? Can you hold that? That's it. Just hold it like that. What about this one? What do you think of this flower? White. White and yellow. Do you want to hold that one for me? There we go. Now this one, you have to look quite carefully. If you're at the back, you won't be able to see this one. But if you're down the front, what colours can you see on this?
Orange,
red, bit of sort of purpley colour. Flowers are really pretty, aren't they? And Jesus says, we're more important than the flowers. So if God takes care of the flowers and makes them look good, we don't need to worry about how we look or what our image is. We don't need to worry. He says, don't worry. You're going to hold that. Okay, you hold that one. Now, I've got one more slide, I think. Here's where he ends. Jesus says, we can worry about our health, our life. We can worry about how we look and what people think of us. And a lot of us get concerned about those things. But Jesus says, we don't have to. You're more valuable than the birds that don't worry about those things. You're more valuable than the flowers that look great. Instead, Jesus says, seek first or be concerned about not how you look or your life or your health, but be concerned about Jesus and his kingdom and what God has done. And that's our hope for all of you, that you would look into these things, who Jesus is and why he came and what he did. Well, that's our hope for all of us here this morning, that you'd know that, that where you're worried, where you're anxious, that there is someone you can turn to who cares. Preschool, I know because I've popped in, but also because we've used it here before. You often end your day with a prayer. And Nick is going to lead you in saying your goodbye prayer now for us as we finish.
Are you ready, our everybody? Service. Let's say our going home prayer. Ready? God who made the sun shine bright, God who made the stars at night, be with us now, we pray. God bless us all, both big and small, and keep us safe today. Amen.
Amen.